Let's meet today's contestants. A registered dietitian from Elk Grove, California, Kendra Blanchette. A writer from Los Angeles, California, Jason Grote. And our returning champion, a graduate student originally from Louisville, Kentucky, Kristen Thomas McGill, whose one day cash winnings total $22,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty good payday for Kristen on yesterday's program, but today, all new and different categories. We'll see how that affects the match. Jason and Kendra, welcome. Good luck. Here we go, players. And here are the categories for the three of you. First off, you get to deal with historic English counties. That's followed by close-minded, people of the book, computer languages, USA, USA, those three letters coming up in each correct response. And finally,
I've been called the greatest Jeopardy player of all time, and I'll present clues about people who have had that honor in other fields.
And Kristen, you get to go first.
English counties, 200.
Found in the north, this largest historic county is known for more than just its savory pudding. Kendra.
What is Yorkshire?
Yes.
Counties for 400.
Fittingly, most of this county's southern border is with Suffolk.
Jason. What is Norfolk?
Yes.
Close-minded, 200.
To a Brit, a Macintosh isn't an apple or a computer. It's this article of clothing. Kristen?
What is a raincoat?
You are correct.
Counties, 6.
What is now this city in Somerset was started by the Romans as Aquae Sulis around its hot springs. Kristen?
What is Bath?
You got it.
Counties, 8.
Of course, Sherwood is found in this shire, where Elizabeth Fradd is the current high sheriff. Kristen?
What is Nottinghamshire?
Yes.
Counties, 1,000.
The name of this region in southwest England is related to the Latin word for horn, based on its horn-like shape. Kendra?
What is Cornwall?
You got it.
Let's go to people of the book, 200.
Dorothy, Aunt Em. Kristen?
What is The Wizard of Oz?
That's the book.
The book, 400.
Stephen Dedalus, Molly Bloom. Kristen.
What is Ulysses?
Yes.
The book, 600.
Answer. The Daily Double in the round. And you have $1,000 more than Kendra, 2,200.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
Okay. Here is the clue. John Yossarian and Milo Minderbinder.
What is the Bible?
No, what is catch 22? So you drop. You're in third place. Go.
All right. People of the book, 8.
Ponyboy Curtis, Johnny Cade, Cherry Valance.
What are the Outsiders?
Chase. Yes.
People of the book, 1,000.
Lucy Manette, Madame Defarge. Kristen.
What is The Tale of Two Cities?
You're back on the board with 1,000.
USA, 200.
Black pudding isn't a dessert. It's a type of this. Kristen?
What is sausage?
Yeah.
USA, 8.
The free-swimming stage in a jellyfish's life. It sounds like a mythological monster. Kristen?
What is Medusa?
Yes.
USA, 6.
Named for a composer of military marches, this instrument is made for marching. Kendra?
What is a sousaphone?
Good.
USA, 1,000.
Adjective for a behavior or transgression that is so bad it cannot be pardoned or tolerated. And the word this time is inexcusable, USA. All right, we're going to take our break. Back in a moment.
Is it the flu, COVID, or your Christmas tree? 7 on Your Side troubleshooter Horace Holmes reveals why your Christmas tree can actually make your family feel sick. How to prevent the symptom. Thursday on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, followed by Good Morning America.
For centuries, weddings used to take place in religious ceremonies, in temples, in churches. But for Kendra Blanchette, your wedding ceremony took place in a mall.
That's right, Alex. At the Mall of America, surprise, they have a wedding chapel.
Ah.
And to do something fun and kind of silly, my husband was playing minor league baseball at the time. I was in a graduate program at the time, doing a bit of traveling around. We were in the Midwest. Took us to Minnesota. It's time to start planning a wedding. And we found the Mall of America has the Chapel of Love. There you go.
Okay, good for you. Jason Grote is from L.A. He is a writer who used to write for a very popular show called Mad Men.
I did.
That
I
must
did.
Have been an enjoyable experience.
Created by a former Jeopardy contestant.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
You can mention his name.
Matthew Weiner, yes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, he was a good player. Kristen Thomas McGill is our champion. She is a graduate student and a fan of Jeopardy, but as a kid you were a fan of Jeopardy not because of the way the game is played, but because of something else.
Yes, I'm sorry to say that it had nothing to do with you, Alex. I love the color blue, and I remember turning off all the lights in the house so that I could get that blue light from the TV.
The blue glow of Jeopardy.
Yes.
That helped brighten up your day. All right, right now, Kendra has command of the board. Go ahead and make a selection.
Let's go to Ken Jennings Knows the Goat 200.
Okay, go for it, Ken.
The greatest minds of all time include Einstein, of course, Isaac Newton, and this woman, a student of mathematics, physics, and chemistry, and also the first to win a Nobel Prize.
Jason.
Who is Marie Curie?
You got her.
Goat for 400, please.
1967 saw the Summer of Love and the release of what Rolling Stone calls the greatest album of all time, this Beatles classic that Paul McCartney conceived of as being by an alter ego group.
Kristen.
What is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
That's it.
USA 4.
Someone vigorously fighting for a cause, not just in the medieval Middle East. Jason.
What is a crusader?
That's right.
Goat for 600, please.
Back to Ken.
This writer once said his first book wasn't an important novel, but it ranks among the great ones. And its line, "I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me," is among the most haunting of the 20th century.
Jason.
Who is Ralph Ellison?
Yes.
Goat for 8, please.
Among the greatest archaeological discoveries are King Tut's tomb, and more recently, the remains of this last Plantagenet King of England. His skeleton, uncovered in a Leicester parking lot of all places, showed signs of a fatal battle wound and scoliosis.
Jason.
Who is Richard III?
Yes.
Goat for 1,000, please.
Even with his 1997 loss to Deep Blue, an IBM computer, I know how that feels, this Soviet-born chess master ranks as probably the greatest player of all time. Though for my money, his Sicilian defense got a bit predictable.
Kendra.
Who is Kasparov?
Yes.
Close-minded for 400, please.
The name of this bodysuit that combines a leotard with tights comes from the word leotard. Kristen.
What is unitard?
That's it.
Clothes 1,000.
The raglan variety of this clothing part is named for a British general who lost a limb at Waterloo and had a special shirt made. Kristen.
What is sleeve?
Sleeve, yes.
Clothes 8.
This headwear of the Middle Ages has a name that sounds like an adult who accompanies two young people on a date. Kendra.
What is a chaperone?
Good.
Close-minded for 600.
Puffer or quilted vests are also known as these vests for the natural insulation used in them. Kristen.
What is fleece?
Nope. Jason.
What is down?
Down vests. That's it.
Computer languages for 2.
Developed by Bjarne Stroustrup. This letter, plus-plus, is one of the first computer languages that college students learn. Kendra.
What is BASIC?
No. Kirsten.
What is C?
Yeah.
Computer 4.
Seen here is the logo for this language that's used on billions of devices everywhere. Kristen.
What is Java?
Right.
600.
In the acronym for this computer language created at Dartmouth in the 1960s, the first letter stands for beginners. Kendra.
What is BASIC?
BASIC, yeah.
Computer for 800.
Created by Tim Berners-Lee, the language known by these four letters is used to create lots of web pages. Jason.
What is HTTP?
No. Kristen.
What is HTML?
That's it. Now the last clue. Sharing a name with a type of large snake. This computer language is used in NASA's integrated planning system. Kristen?
What is Python?
That's correct, and that takes you up to 5,600. The lead is yours. Jason, though, gets to go first in Double Jeopardy, which begins right after this. Welcome back. To begin the Double Jeopardy round, we get to do some traveling. We get to take a trip to Bergtonville. Each correct response will have one of those three endings. That's followed by newspapers. Things that happened during the Renaissance. We'll deal with botany. 21st century Tony winners. And finally, you'll love this one, common Latin. And Jason, you go first.
I'll take newspapers for four, please.
By circulation, it's the largest newspaper in California. Kendra.
What is the LA Times?
Right.
21st century Tony winners for 400.
Cynthia Erivo won a Tony for playing Celie in this colorful musical. Kendra.
What is The Color Purple?
Correct.
Tony winners 800.
Bill Irwin and Tracy Letts both won Tonys for playing George in productions of this questioning Edward Albee play. Kristen.
What is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
That's it.
Common Latin for.
Firma or not, this is the Latin word for land. Kristen.
What is terra?
Yes.
Latin 16.
Amor and mors are these two things of concern to many of us. Kristen.
What are love and death?
Yes.
Latin 12.
Veni, vidi, vici translates to this succinct summary of a victory. Kendra.
What is I came, I saw, I conquered?
You got it.
Tony winners, 1,200.
This man's performance in One Man, Two Governors won him a Tony Award and a job hosting the Late Late Show on CBS. Kendra.
Who is James Corden?
He's the one.
21st century Tony winners, 1,600.
She returned to the role of the Queen opposite many different prime ministers in The Audience. And this talented actress, Helen Mirren. Back to you, Kendra.
Tony winners, 2,000.
Jessica Lange added to her trophy case, winning a Tony in 2016 for this long Eugene O'Neill play. Jason.
What is Long Day's Journey into Night?
Good. 2,000 more for you.
Newspapers for 8.
At its launch in 1982, this paper, whose name includes our country, had a globe logo. Now it's just a blue dot. Kendra.
What is USA Today?
Yes.
Botany for 400.
The New York Botanical Garden defines it as a non-woody plant. Many, like bergamot and marjoram, are useful for food or medicine. Kendra.
What is an herb?
Herb, yeah.
Botany for 800.
Instead of seeds, non-flowering plants, like ferns, use these one-celled units to reproduce. Kristen.
What are spores?
Yep.
Latin 2000.
A Latin word for soul or spirit. Today in English, it means a hostile feeling. Kristen.
What is animus?
That's it.
Latin 8.
In Latin, sinister means this direction. Kendra.
What is left?
Good.
Back to botany for 1,200.
Pines are members of this group of woody trees, typically evergreen, with needle-like leaves and tapered seed pods. Jason.
What is deciduous?
Nope. Kendra.
What are conifers?
Correct.
Botany for 1,600.
Hopefully you remember this hardy perennial state flower of Alaska. Kendra.
What is forget-me-not?
Yeah.
And botany for 2,000.
Not xylem, but this related tissue conducts nutrients from the leaves to the rest of a plant. Kristen.
What is phloem?
Phloem, yes.
Bergtonville, 400.
This South African city of about 5 million is also called Egoli, a Zulu name for city of gold. Kendra.
What is Johannesburg?
Yes.
Bergtonville, 800.
This city is the seat of Lackawanna County and the birthplace of Joe Biden. Kendra.
What is Pittsburgh?
No. Jason.
What is Wilmington?
No. Kristen.
What is Scranton?
Scranton, that's it.
Renaissance 4.
The weak Clement VII was Pope when forces of this double adjective empire led by Charles V sacked Rome in 1527. Kristen.
What is the Holy Roman Empire?
Yes.
Renaissance 8.
Titian painted Isabella d'Este, the first lady of the Renaissance, who ruled this city, Mantova, in Italian. Kristen.
What is Mantua?
Yes.
Renaissance 12.
The sale of these reductions in punishment by the church troubled Martin Luther.
and influenced him to take action. Kendra?
What are indulgences?
You got them.
Renaissance for 1600.
A 16th century French queen commissioned this Paris palace. It's gone now, but its gardens remain. Kristen?
What are the Tuileries?
Yes.
Renaissance, too.
In 2020, museums marked the 500th anniversary of the death at age 37 of this artist with the name of an angel. Kristen.
Who is Michelangelo?
No. Kendra.
Who is Raphael?
Yes.
Bergtonville, 1200.
Answer there. Daily double. And you and Kristen are tied at 14,800.
Let's do 3,000.
All right. If you like your Christmas days around 90 degrees, then this world capital, home to the University of the West Indies, is for you.
What is Kingston?
Kingston, Jamaica, yes. A $3,000 lead now.
Bergtonville, 1600, please.
The Giralda, a 300-foot-high minaret tower built in the 12th century, is a landmark of this Spanish city on the Guadalquivir River. Kristen?
What is Granada?
Nope. Kendra?
What is Seville?
Yes.
And 2000.
In Germany, only Berlin has more people than this city, whose airport dates back to 1911. Jason?
What is Frankfurt?
Nope. Kristen or Kendra? City is Hamburg. Three clues left, Kendra.
2,000, please.
The main daily in Austin, Texas isn't the American Sportsman, it's the American This. Jason?
What is the American Statesman?
That's correct.
Newspapers 12?
Answer. Daily Double. You're 3,000, a distant third.
I might as well make it a true Daily Double.
All right. Newspaper, newspaper on the wall. This London one was originally founded in 1903 for women, one and all.
London Times?
No, what is the Mirror? Newspaper, newspaper on the wall. All right, for the last clue. Cleveland has one major daily, and this two-word paper is it. Jason.
What is the Plain Dealer?
Good for you. You're on the plus side. You get to stick around for Final Jeopardy. It's still anyone's game, though, and here is the category for the three of you. American Lit. That's a good subject. We have well-read people here today. Clue in a moment.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A very popular subject for our final today, American Lit. Players, here's your clue. A book by him says, from the forest came the call, distinct and definite as never before, a long-drawn howl. 30 seconds. Good luck. Great story about Buck. We come to you, Jason, first. You did well and then faltered. You're at 1,600. You're on the plus side, though. Let's see if you came up with the correct response. Who is Jack London? Yes, indeed. The Call of the Wild. You will add some money if you risked any. 1,600, you'll double your score. You're at 3,200. Let's go to our champion now, Kristen. She had 13,200. She's smiling because she also came up with Jack London. And she risked 8,000. Putting her in the lead with 21,200 as we go to Kendra, who led for most of the match. 19,400 going into final. Jack London is correct. Did she risk a bundle? 7,001 she did indeed, and she's the new Jeopardy champion with 26,401. What a game. I loved it. I hope you did too. We'll see you.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.